Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Do Not Disturb by Claire Douglas, published by Penguin in 2018. Today's book is all about family, ghosts, and secrets. Kirsty, her husband and her two daughters have moved out of London to Wales to open a guest house. Her family has had a rough few years. Her husband's suffering from depression, and a guest house in the Welsh mountains is a chance to make a fresh start. They couldn't afford it on their own, and they've had to enlist Kirsty's efficient but critical mother to join them in the new venture. And while the locals are less than welcoming, Kirsty is determined to make it work. The first week of opening, Kirsty's mother springs a surprise on her. She's invited Kirsty's estranged cousin Selena to stay with them. Selena, accompanied by her sickly daughter, has left her abusive husband and has nowhere else to go. Kirsty and Selena haven't spoken in almost 20 years. They fell out as teenagers over Selena's lies, but Kirsty reluctantly agrees. When Kirsty's brother and his wife arrive, ordinarily a happy couple who now seems strained, then a last-minute guest, an old teenage boyfriend of Selena's, turns up, and then someone starts to leave dead flowers on the doorstep, and Kirsty's youngest daughter begins to sleepwalk and talk of ghosts, the new life is not at all what Kirsty expected. Do Not Disturb is an all-too-real psychological thriller about family and the secrets which you can't escape when you're drawn back to the past to face the present. While at first it appears that the threats could be external to the house or even supernatural, someone leaving dead flowers, items going missing, a noose hanging from the ceiling, bad dreams and ghosts, in the end the threats are much closer to home. The book is claustrophobic. The house is filled with family and paying guests, all with their intertwining lies and baggage from the past. It's also all about trust. Kirsty, who prides herself on being practical, finds everyone else seems to be hiding something from her. Her mother, Selena, her 11-year-old daughter, and even her husband. She doubts everyone. Yet she still feels she has to be the person to hold it all together, running a business and servicing her guests while all around her is family drama. And in her attempts to keep it all together, Kirsty doesn't see that she's also driving her family away, leaving her even more alone and on the outside of whatever is going on. And of course, Do Not Disturb is about lies. Can Kirsty trust anything Cousin Selena says? Has she left her lying past behind her? And of course, Selena's not the only one who lies. At the heart of it, we're all guilty, despite our motives, what we do to protect ourselves and the ones we love. So if you like picturesque Welsh villages, family drama, tension, ghosts, and lies, I recommend Do Not Disturb by Claire Douglas. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.